Here. So at 9 minutes past eight, Caroline.
McCabe to help Garda unit with probe. That's the headline in the Irish Examiner this morning, as both it and the Irish Times lead with more on the plans to investigate the sergeant's allegations into abuse of the penalty point system. The Examiner story says that during yesterday's two-hour meeting between Sergeant McCabe, Assistant Commissioner John Toomey and members of the Professional Standards Unit, he was asked to make himself available for a week so that the unit could draw on his knowledge. The Times says the move is for at least a week, and also that the arrangement where a whistleblower is effectively being seconded to the unit charged with upholding professional standards is unprecedented in the Garda. Unprecedented or not, it's welcome, according to the Examiner. The headline over an analysis piece by Michael Clifford advises use the force within. Employing Sergeant McCabe's talents for the betterment of the Gardaí, he says, would show that a genuine effort is being made to change the culture within the force. What, meanwhile, of the effort being made within government to devise a budget strategy on income tax? It makes the lead in the Irish Independent today. Revealed cut to top rate of tax on table in budget is the headline. In the story, Fiona Sheehan says a cut to the higher rate is firmly on the budget table as a way to provide relief to middle-income workers, provided the benefit can be clawed back from higher earners. The average family, he continues, is only expected to benefit to the tune of €300 a year. And he says the relief will be targeted to give the greatest benefit to those on middle incomes. The more a worker earns, the less their tax cut will be worth. The cuts in health spending over the past year, meanwhile, get front page space on the Examiner. Government cooked the books on health budget, says Fianna Fáil, is the headline. The story's about Micheál Martin's accusation yesterday at the start of his party's think-in. We're told he claimed there's evidence officials consciously misled the public and the Dáil over what cutbacks were realistic as part of what he termed a fraudulent financial plan, and he's quoted directly. The whole government is responsible, we're told, he said, and Brendan Howlin is right in the middle of it, throwing figures at health that had no relation to reality. What of the reality which lies beyond the vote in Scotland, meanwhile? The Independent finds front page space for news of a last-minute London rally where celebrity campaigners urged voters to stay part of the UK. Geldof flies union flag as he tells Scotland to vote no, is the headline there. Back in the Times, there's front page space, meanwhile, on the possible new reality for some fee-paying schools. Seven schools may abandon private status, says the headline over a piece which says discussions between that many establishments and the Department of Education are ongoing amid renewed claims that the government's drive for greater equity in secondary education is ending up costing the state more money. Otherwise, this morning, the Irish Daily Star leads with a report on that brutal murder of a British couple in Thailand. Couple hacked to death in paradise is the headline there. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, leads with a report on a woman who they say has told Gardaí she was abducted and raped by a man she met in Dublin on the Tinder dating app. And the Irish Daily Mail leads with a piece on reaction to a retired judge's comments on some rapes being less violent than others. But finally in features, the Mail has a piece celebrating 25 years of Fair City. The Independent has one on 10 unusual ways to really beat work stress. And the Times has one about writers being commissioned to devise new endings to classic novels. And so we get Sheila O'Flanagan's redrawing of Jane Eyre into a rather more feisty creature, one who, on her return to Thornfield Hall to find a blinded, widowed Mr. Rochester, says, "Reader, I did not marry him. My regard for him remained warm, but I was a very different woman. Notwithstanding my feelings for him, I did not look up to him as I had once done, and I could not help but compare how I had dealt with my trials to how he had dealt with his." And so what did she do? Well, she opened a school for foundling girls, and as for romance, dear reader, well, that O'Flanagan's Jane declares is another story.
12 minutes past 8. Thank you very much.